The First Sunday of Advent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes. For in those days, before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark, and they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept all away. It will be like this when the Son of Man comes. Then of two men in the fields, one is taken, one left. Of two women at the millstone grinding, one is taken, one left. So stay awake, because you do not know the day when your master is coming. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what time of the night the burglar would come, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed anyone to break through the wall of his house. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect."
Jesus is speaking to his apostles and disciples on the day before the Last Supper and the beginning of his Passion. He exhorts them to watch for the signs of the times which are to come. He says, "As for the day and the exact hour, nobody knows them, not even the angels of the Lord. Only the Father knows them. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. In the days before the flood, men were eating, drinking, taking wives, and wives taking husbands, without worrying about the sign, right up to the day Noah went into the ark, when the cataracts of heaven were opened and the flood swept all living beings and things away. It will be like this also for the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be close to each other in the field, one will be taken and the other will be left. Two women will be at the millstone grinding, one will be taken and one left. And even more, angels will be separating the good seed from the darnel, and they will have no time to prepare for the judgment of the Christ. So be awake, because you do not know at what time your Lord will come. Consider this: if the head of a family knew at what time a burglar would come, he would stay awake and would not let his house be robbed. So be vigilant and pray, being always prepared for the coming, without letting your hearts become sluggish through all kinds of abuse and intemperance, and without your spirits being dull and distracted from the things of heaven by excessive care for the things of the earth. In this way, death may not take you all of a sudden when you are not prepared. Because, bear this in mind, each one of you must die. All men, once they are born, must die. This death and subsequent judgment is a particular coming of the Christ, and its universal repetition will take place at the solemn coming of the Son of Man." Jesus speaks to Maria Valtora of purification and cauterization after death, and of his mercy. He says, "Fire responds to fire. In paradise, it is the fire of perfect love. In purgatory, it is the fire of purifying love. In hell, it is the fire of offended love. Since the elect loved to perfection, love gives itself to them in its perfection. Since those being purged loved in lukewarm fashion, love becomes a flame to take them to perfection. Since the accursed burned with all fires, except with the fire of God, the fire of God's wrath burns them eternally. Meditate, O children, on these words of mine. I want to raise you up. I died to be able to raise you up. I squeezed my blood out of my flesh like a bunch of pressed grapes, so as to be able to raise you up. When the number of those saved by my all-merciful love is seen, the virtues of the Lamb will be proclaimed with jubilant voices by all the spirits living in his kingdom. For you are those saved by the Lamb who had himself immolated for you. Those who have always lived in him and by him, to the point of not knowing sensuality, will follow him, singing the canticle known to them alone. Those saved by his mercy at the final hour on earth and prostrated in loving adoration will bless him eternally because he is a saviour twice over for them, saviour of justice and saviour of love. By justice he died to cleanse you in his blood. By love he gives you his heart, open to receive you while you are still sullied by sins. And he cleanses you in the fire of his love when, at death, you call him who loves you and promises you a kingdom. A final message of hope and joy comes from Azaria, Maria's guardian angel. Light seems to grow dark and death comes. Corruption spreads and overflows with its burdensome waves. Fear not. It's what's needed to rouse the drowsy and make them desirous of voices from on high. Struggle is useful to keep the athlete strong. The nausea of corruption prompts the desire for what is pure. Darkness spurs people to seek the light. Materiality, when pushed to fearful limits, generates a stimulus towards spirituality. Satan had seized humanity like a ball because it had fallen asleep in the mist of epochs without religious struggles and had been flung into the mire with scorn. In reaction to the blow, humanity will rebound towards the heights. The ear of the Spirit will come after this time of materiality. The ear of the light will return after the current obscurity. The ear of life will succeed the almost mortal agony. The ear of God will arise to be a force in the final struggle, and the ear of God will reign over that of Satan. On your feet, O Christians, in the fullness of your charity for God, for the church, for your neighbour, for yourselves. God the Father sent you his Son and your brother through the Mother, so that he would be your Master and Redeemer, and you would be children of God. Since you are children, God has infused the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, and through you he cries out, Abba, Father. He says it through you. What then are you afraid of, if you can call God Father? If the Spirit of God himself says it through you, thus confessing that you may call yourselves children of the Father, that you are children of God? And if the Spirit himself, whom God loves infinitely, for he is God, prays and calls out through you? Courage then. And do not be afraid of the things that pass. Fear not. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.